بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف بلو الشيخ أبو البومي وقت توريد دورا الشيخ العرف والعجم نشمولنا شاه حكيم محمد اختطر نفر الله وكذا نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے خزانے تیرے رازوں کے محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے زمین پر ہے مگر کیا رابطہ ہے عرش اعظم سے نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے پرے پرواز آہوں کے محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے ثمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر جدھر دیکھو فدا ہے عشق فانی حسن فانی پر فدا اللہ پر ہے قلب وہ جاں اللہ والوں کے فدا ہے قلب وہ جاں اللہ والوں کے تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت تجھے دھوکا نہ دے فانی بتوں کی عارضی رنگت کبھی دیکھو گے تم قبروں میں اب تر حال لاشوں کے اب تر حال لاشوں کے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے چمن میں جیسے ہوتی ہے انا دل کی پذیرائی چمن میں جیسے ہوتی ہے انا دل کی پذیرائی کہیں وہ مرتبے ہوتے ہیں صحراؤں مزاحوں کے صحراؤں مزاحوں کے وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کر بھی خدا کے ساتھ رہتے ہیں مگر کچھ اہل دل ہی آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے آشنا ہے ایسے رازوں کے وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر، وہ کرگس جو کسی مردے پہ ہوتا ہے فدا اختر، وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہیں ان کے بادشاہوں کے، وہ کیا جانے کہ کیا رتبے ہیں ان کے بادشاہوں کے، ان کے بادشاہوں کے، محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے، سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے، جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے، خزانے تیرے رازوں کے، جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے، جو اہل دل کے جوتوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے، شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے، موتیوں پر تاج شاہوں کے، زمین پر ہے مگر کیا راہ بتا ہے عرش اعظم سے، مگر کیا راہ بتا ہے عرش اعظم سے، نہیں آتے نظر لیکن پرے پرواز آہوں کے، پرے پرواز آہوں کے، محبت تیرا صدقہ ہے سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے، سمر ہے تیرے نازوں کے.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Beautiful poem for Dada Sheikh Mawlana Sheikh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, and very beautifully rendered also. This was sung in the 3rd of Shaban 1414 in a Dubai airport. At the airport, so Hazrat Muhammad been thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah wa'ala is the friends of Allah ta'ala, even in such places of guna and sin, their heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us amongst those people in any environment, wherever a person may be, then a person must be remembering, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so much so that in these environments where Allah is forgotten, if a person makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala there, then he gets much more closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the famous hadith that a person goes to the marketplace and he recites La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa hayyun la yamut bi yadihi al-khayru huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. The fourth kalima, small extra, or just read the fourth kalima also, then Allah Ta'ala will write a million rewards for that person, and a palace will be built for that person in Jannah. And the hadith also got some other virtues. And many pious people in the past, they used to go to the marketplace with the sole intention of reading this dua, only for the intention of getting the sawab. Because the people in the marketplace are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in places where people are unmindful of Allah ta'ala, a person must take full advantage in those places to make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whenever he used to go to the marketplace, so before entering the marketplace, he used to sit down, sing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I'm not mistaken, you have to make some dua, and then you have to enter the marketplace. So also when we go there, first put our mind right, start thinking now where I'm going. It's not a very good environment. It has an effect on my iman. It's not that person is just going in these places and relaxing there, and we are purposely going to pass our time window shopping. Unfortunately, many people go with that intention. So in those places where Allah is not remembered, if a person remembers Allah Ta'ala there, then the reward is far, far greater. And especially in today's time, For example, in the aeroplane, where a person is going to the airport. So these are the places where a person can get a lot of thawab. Example, most likely Rasulullah Yusuf bin Nawajid rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that a person is sitting in an aeroplane. Now you are going in an aeroplane and you are moving how many thousands of kilometers, and you are making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in the aeroplane, making tilawat of Quran Sharif. You're reading, making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone else stays unmindful. So first you will get the one reward. And the second thing is, wherever the plane is moving, on the day of Qiyamah, all of those places will intercede on your behalf. Person is driving in a car. He's moving. Sometimes you get lost, you go on the wrong road. So you never go on the wrong road. Allah Ta'ala put you on the wrong road. So maybe you can make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala on that places. So now you don't have to get angry with your wife and shout at her, why she gave you the wrong directions. See, but now your person is, Allah Ta'ala brought me on this road here. So now I can start making more dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So on those places, make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that on the day of Qiyamah, every place where you made the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will intercede on your behalf. Similarly, Abu Dhruq, they were also very particular. They're giving adhan. Wherever they get the opportunity, they give adhan. Because in the Hadith Sharif it comes that whoever gives adhan, and then whichever places he has him, on the day of Qiyamah, all of those places will intercede on his behalf. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah says, that when we used to go in the train, we used to fight to give adhan. And then we used to put our heads out of the window and give adhan loud. So they are moving so fast, and everywhere our voice is reaching on the day of Qiyamah, it will give testimony on our behalf. So wherever we get the opportunity for these actions, a person is moving in a car, moving in a train, you are going somewhere, make tilawat of Quran Sharif, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of those places on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, will testify on a person's behalf. So Hazrat is at the airport here also, and he's thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what words came out from his heart. Hazrat says that muhabbat tera sadaqa hai, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has got the love of Allah ta'ala, or just the desire to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're just coming to the majlis, the gathering. Why have we come to the gathering? That we want to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got that intention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. It comes in the Quran Sharif that there was a certain in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was faraz to make hijrat. That means if a person never made hijrat, his iman wasn't perfect. Like in today's time, to read kalima is faraz. If you don't read kalima, you got iman in our heart, it won't be regarded as perfect. So in those times, it was faraz to make hijrat to Medina Munawwara. Unless a person was ma'zoor, he was excused. The Quran Sharif actually is an ayat of the Quran, إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضَعْفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ. They are excused. But otherwise, the person wasn't regarded as a Muslim if he never made hijrat. So one sahabi, he decided to go for hijrat, and he came out of his house. But he passed away before he reached Medina Munawwara. So the family was very, very parashan and worried now that maybe this person never lived with iman. So Allah Ta'ala sent down ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتَ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. A person who comes out of his house making hijrat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتَ, and then death comes to that person on the way, he will get the full reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, in Bayan al-Quran, in the notes, footnotes, he writes there, similarly those who are taliqeen, those who are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they don't reach the final. But in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, they faqad waqa ajruhu ala Allah, they will get the reward. Inshallah, Allah will make them amongst those people. As our Hazrat has given many, many examples, the person who is a hafiz of Quran is trying, he's making his effort and he passes away. The person is going for Hajj, he passes away on the road. Allah will resurrect him on the day of Qiyamah amongst the Hufaz, amongst the Hujjaj. So if we are in our heart, we've got this desire. We are weak. But ya Allah, we want to get your love, we want to get your muhabbat. So this is a very, very, just the desire in a person's heart is a very great thing. Ya Allah, give myself firstly and all of us the reality. Hazrat says that this love of Allah Ta'ala which is coming in our hearts, because in the Quran Allah says, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, that Allah loves them and they love Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that Allah mentions His love first. That if you got any desire for the love of Allah Ta'ala, it is first Allah loving you. When Allah loves you, then He puts a desire in your heart to love Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So with fast coming here, we must make so much of shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What a great bounty it is that Allah has allowed us to come and sit in the company of great awliya Allah, our Shaykh, Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, to come and sit in his majlis, in his gathering. That is just for that intention. We've got great hope, inshallah, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That through this year, our intention, Allah Ta'ala will give us the reward of the day, and Allah will give us His love and muhabbat, even though we are not worthy of it at all. So he says, Hazrat says, and this is the how I've got to say, some are there in Azokhe, that a person humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his Shaykh, firstly, he has to humble himself, and then by means of that he gets the love of Allah Ta'ala. And also he has to humble himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person humbles himself, he makes sajda, he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then this is the fruits of it. He will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اے نظر کی عزت تو دس جو میں یہ نشر کرتا ہوں خزانے تیرے رازوں کے, دس آل از تھرو یور مرسی او اللہ, یور تھرو کائنڈنس, واٹ ایور آئی ایم اسپریڈنگ آف یور لو اینڈ آل دا سیکرٹ, فیو آف یور سیکرٹس ویچ آر کمنگ آؤٹ فرام یور ٹریجر باکس, واٹ ایور واٹ نالج, دا نالج آف اللہ تعالیٰ از لمٹ لیس. And a person here is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives him some small amount of the knowledge, little bit in his heart, and what enjoyment a person gets in his life when it, Allah ta'ala opens up to a person. Allama Qaldi Yibtab rahmatullahi mentioned that if a person goes to the king and he tells the king, you know what, I want you to tell me what's in your safe, so the king will kill him, he'll behead him. But if a person goes to the king and he starts making khidmat for the king, for many years he's making khidmat, he's a very very loyal person, he's doing whatever the king is telling him, and now he's humble, he's a very humble person, and he does so much of khidmat for the king. Eventually a time will come later on in life, maybe 10 years, 15 years, the king will take him one day, come, let's go to my safe, let me show you, this is what I've got, this is what I've got. He'll make mashwara with him, how must I do this, how must I do that. The king himself will show that person exactly what he has got. But that person who is asking, he doesn't know the king from above, so, but he's demanding, I want to know what's inside there. That person is worthy of being killed. You see, the person who wants to know the secrets of Sharia. So he says, I don't understand it, I want to know it. So he's a gustakh, he's a disrespectful person, he's not worthy of anything. But another person, he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, okay, I'll open up to you now. And Allah ta'ala starts opening to a person. So many, many things come to a person. Sometimes a person is not an alim of deen also. But what amazing, amazing knowledge Allah ta'ala bestows to a person. As Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, that Mawlana Qasim Nanawati rahmatullah alayhi used to say, I took bed to Mawlana Hadim Dadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, not because of his piety, because of his ilm, his knowledge. Now, Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahman never studied Bukhari, Muslim, all of those kitabs. He studied he did study knowledge of deen, but he never studied the bigger kitabs that we study now, madrasas. He never studied that. So what knowledge did he have? This is the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala inspired Buzurghani, he inspired people with. So Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Ali says, one day I was sitting in a majlis, in a gathering, and Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was speaking about disease and sickness. The sickness is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and the bounty of Allah Ta'ala. And he started speaking about that day. So just then, in the majlis, one person comes there and he says, Hazrat, make dua. I'm sick. I want the sickness to be removed. So now he's saying on one side, Hazrat Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah is giving a whole bayan about the sickness. What a great blessing it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mercy of Allah Ta'ala comes and Allah is with a person, whatever he mentioned, all the virtues. And now this person is coming and saying, you know what? I don't want this ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Ali rahmatullah is thinking, now what is Hajim Sahib going to do here? He said, look at these Buzurghani, you know what ilm and knowledge Allah had given him. He lifted up his hands and he said, oh Allah Ta'ala, we are saying that sickness is a very, very great ni'mat and bounty of yours. And we know that, ya Allah, it is a very great bounty. But ya Allah, we are very, very weak. So Allah, you have got this one bounty, but you have got another bounty of good health. So Allah, change this one bounty of yours to another bounty of yours. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah I was shocked also that what ulum Allah had given him. So he never showed disrespect to the bounty of Allah Ta'ala, and he fulfilled the request of that person also. This is called jama. He joined between the two things, which are like two opposite things. But these are the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala bestows to these people. So he says, Hazrat says, Zameen par hai, magar kya raabta hai Arsh-e-Azam se. We are living on the ground. But what a connection a person has with the Arsh-e-Azam, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are Buzurgani Deen, the Awliya Allah. Nahi aate hai nazar, lekin pare parwaz aaho ke. A person cannot see it. But the ah, which comes out from the heart of a person, especially when he's breaking his heart, in obedience to Allah Ta'ala, this is actually flying up to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and a person has got his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially when a person goes to the airport, and in such evil places, where a person now, his nazar wants to fall on women, everybody is walking around, there's so much of fitna taking places, a person is in a shopping mall, so much of evil there. So a person now automatically, his desire comes, I must look at these people, I must see these things. See, but now a person is building up his connection with Allah Ta'ala, he's abstaining from that haram. So ya, that eye is going to Allah, ya Allah, for your pleasure, I'm not looking at this haram. Ya Allah, you protect me, you save me. And he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala, how his dua is accepted. What connection of Allah Ta'ala is being built up at this moment? Jidhar dekho fidahe iske fani husne fani par. You see, wherever we are looking, we're seeing that people are sacrificing their lives on husne fani, on beauty which is temporary. They are running after these beautiful temporary forms, this woman, the shops, the beautiful things of this world, which is all temporary. And it's got no reality at all. Fida Allah par hai kalb ja Allah walo ke. But Allah wala is the friends of Allah Ta'ala. They sacrifice their lives and their heart on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how can I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one second or so? I can never do this here. How can I sacrifice my life on husn-e-fani, on that beauty which is temporary, which is coming to an end? and look at Hazrat says in other poems in that, go and look, he is also saying, Tujhe doka na de fani bhuto ki arzi rangat. Do not become deceived by these temporary idols and the beautiful outward beauty and form. For a short while is there. A person is going and in front of him is a beautiful woman walks past. Now he looks at her, he becomes enamored and he wants to carry on looking at her. Don't become, and especially the way they are dressed also, Hazrat says, they don't become, don't get ghabra, don't get frightened. Allah Ta'ala wants to give the certificates of Iman in these places. Where you are walking and this woman are walking, Allah is giving you certificates of Iman. It is just now for you to look down, control yourself. Some Buzruks mentioned that at that time, whenever a person breaks his desire for the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, whatever dua a person makes, this is the tajrubah of Buzrukani Deen, the experience, that whatever dua a person makes at that time is readily accepted in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So at that time a person, what in what duas he can make? Because they say whenever a person makes any ibadat, and Allah accepts duas. For example, after faraz namaz, it's a very great ibadat, it's a faraz. So duas are readily accepted. After tilawat of Quran Sharif, even one ayat of Quran you read, one page of Quran you read, half a page, whatever you read of Quran Sharif, after that duas are readily accepted. A person is keeping roza, fasting. Duas are readily accepted throughout the whole day because he's in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and especially at the time of iftari. A person goes to Hajj, what a great ibadat, Umrah, so many places, duas are accepted here, duas are accepted here, duas are accepted here. Tahajjud namaz, you wake up in the early portion of the morning, duas are readily accepted. So whether a person is doing an ibadat, duas are readily accepted. So that is positive ibadat. So a person is doing negative ibadat, he is abstaining from guna and sin. Because that mujahada and sacrifice is very, very great also. It's a very great sacrifice. And sometimes Buzruk say, compared to nafal ibadat, that one sacrifice can sometimes surpass years and years of nafal ibadat. So a person who makes dua at that time, dua is readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here a person, when the beautiful woman is walking past and he lowers his gaze, and especially in the aeroplane, one person told me once, he said, in the aeroplane he sat for 2 hours, he was flying to Cape Town. So he says, he sat down and one woman came and sat next to him. And so he sat for 2 hours, Allah gave him the tawfiq, he closed his eyes, and he acted like he was sleeping, maybe he couldn't sleep also, but he acted like he was sleeping, and he just kept his eyes closed for the full journey. And only after that he realized that everyone is coming to that lady now next to him, and they're all offering her things and speaking to her nicely, and he's wondering, something must be happening here. Then realized after when this lady is moving out, then the people had to come and help her to take her out because she was blind. She was a blind lady. So she was sitting next to him. But he said, Allah giving a tawfiq, Alhamdulillah, 2 hours he sat in the plane, he just closed his eyes. So also we go in a plane, take a Quran, take a kitab, something like that there, put your face inside there and continue reading. As far as possible, try not to sit next to a woman. Because then automatically a person, his gaze will fall onto them. May Allah protect and save us. We are living in such an environment. So don't become deceived by the arzi rangat. If somebody sits next to us, a pretty woman, we may say, today, we start making shukr. Ni'mata ghayr mutaraqaba. Allah sent to us, he'll destroy a person's iman. A person, there was one student of deen, a very pious student in a madrasa, he was studying once. After I disqualified the time, I'd gone to Pakistan, we came back, we started teaching here. So the student, I met him, they were speaking in office that he's troubling a lot now. So I said, this student, he was one of the most pious students in the madrasa. Very, very particular with all his salah and everything. Always in the first stuff. And I learned a lot of things from him, he was younger than me, but I learned many things from him. From another country he was. And then I went to him to speak to him. So what happened to you? Like, you know, coming class, you're not learning. And then he had a funny hair color also, he changed his hairstyle and it was like an orange color or whatever, he put some funny color. So what happened to you? So it was just one holiday. He was going somewhere for a holiday, in madrasa holiday, he was going to Durban or something, and one girl sat next to him. And it was a Hindu girl, a non-Muslim girl, and he started speaking to her. And just that he fell in love with her. Just one conversation. And now his whole studies went, everything, he could have destroyed his life. You know, like him tawfiq, he was called back home, he went away back to his country. And then eventually, alhamdulillah, I went to another madrasa, he qualified. And then he wrote to the madrasa after he qualified, that I asked for forgiveness, how much taklif I caused to the ustaz. And he's a very, very good student, mashallah, he's doing good, a lot of khidmat of deen now. But it shows that one meeting can destroy a person's life. And the arzi rangat, it's just for a temporary beauty, a person becomes so enamored, and a person falls into deception. Haji Bhai Padhya, rahmatullah, used to say, it's the same thing, it's just the colouring is a bit different. The same. This colouring is slightly different. It's like a package you got. See, all the package, exactly whatever is inside is the same. Just the outer of the package is a bit different. So every woman is the same thing. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that why are you running towards other women? Allah has given you a halal wife. Inna ma'aha mithlu ladhi ma'aha. What your wife has got, the other woman has got the same thing. It's nothing else. It's just a deception. Outward deception. A person is looking at the packet outwardly that it's got a different colors. But otherwise, inside exactly everything is the same. That every person has got a desire. So you have to fulfill your desire. So Allah has given you a halal place. Once the desire is fulfilled, example, a person is hungry. So he has to fill his stomach. So he can either eat halal or he can eat haram. If he eats halal, his stomach will get full. Now there's no need to go towards haram. So it's just that, but if that haram is full, it's placed there. Now if a person is looking at it all the time, automatically he's going to get the desire for it. So just go towards halal, you'll easily stay away from haram. So it is so simple. But may Allah protect and save us, especially with our gaze. As it says, if you want to, kabhi dekho ge tum kabro mein after hal lash, okay, go and look at the qabr. Look at the qabristan and go and see the condition of their lash, of the corpses now, which is in the grave. You are running after them, singing great songs. And now what is the condition of them? So Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah has given one ilaj. Whenever your gaze falls on somebody very, very pretty, very beautiful, then immediately they start thinking of somebody very ugly, extremely ugly. Think of one fat old lady. She got like 1-2 teeth in front, all yellow teeth also, and all the spit coming out from there, from the nose also, some dirt coming out, eyes also, they're all like, completely closed up, temples are all inside, and you just said, and her hair is also so ugly looking, like, it's all falling off, she looks like a ball cock also. You just start thinking, and it's all flying around her nose, and you start thinking about this picture, yeah? Yeah, this lady, this is eventually her result, what I'm running after this old auntie for. So if a person just thinks about this, Hazrat Amir Rahman says, it's a very easy ilaj. Very easy cure for a person to come out of it. And as I mentioned, make dua at the time. But ya Allah, instead of this woman, give me your love. Give me your muhabbat. I'm going to run after you. After her, what am I going to get? Some buzurus say, Hal jazaa ul ihsani illa al-ihsan. That the reward of good action is ihsan. Whatever you sacrifice for Allah, Allah will give you something better in place of that. You say you sacrifice one haram nazar for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In place of that, Allah will give you one nazar at him. For each nazar which you lowered and you sacrifice, each time you'll be able to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at a woman, what benefit you will get? See, as Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, a person look at a woman, one of two things will happen. If she's ugly, he'll be regretting his heart. Ah, why did I look at her? And if she's smart, ah, why did I look at her? I'm not getting her also. So he said both ways, you're only going to get regret. If she's ugly, you're going to get regret. If she's pretty, you're going to get regret. So he said, don't be a foolish person. Don't waste your time in this foolishness. So as he says, think of their final result. Then a person won't become deceived. جو اہل دل کے جھوٹوں سے لگے ہیں خاک کے ذرے the particles of dust which is joined to the shoes of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala شرف حاصل ہے ان کو موٹیوں پر تاج چاہو کے the kings what they got on the crowns they got all of the pearls the dust particles on the shoes of the Allah wala is much much more virtuous this is something which is very very obvious if for example a person gets one of the hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his time Another person tells him, I got a crown of a king. Nobody will be cared of the crown of the king. I got the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of barakat. You get one shoe of an buzruk. It's not going to be a smart shoe. He wore it for so many years. See, it looks like an old thing, but for barakat, person will keep it. And a king, somebody gives you one king, you don't even know the king's name. 500 years ago, 600 years ago, 700 years ago. Nobody even knows the king. But one buzruk, one Allah wala, you go to his cupboard, how much of respect and honor goes. Even that the sand which is there by the Buzrugan, it is covered. Obviously, we shouldn't take it away. Some people start doing some funny things. But there is definitely much more barakah there compared to even the crowns of the kings. Today, people go and see, unfortunately, Firaun and all of these people in there. But what is that an honor is for the people? And when they go to the Awliya Allah's cover, so much of honor and izzat they give to them. Chaman mein jaisi hoti hai anadil ki pazirai. کئی وہ مرتبے ہوتے صحرا میں زاغوں کے حضرت says that the status of the nightingale in the garden can it ever have the status of a crow in the desert the crow is in the desert flying around you got no it's completely ugly doesn't got no honor and another one is the nightingale so the Allah wala and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is their status Can you ever compare to a person whose heart is blackened with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So all those who break Allah's commands, their heart becomes black. So outwardly they might seem very, very beautiful, but the reality is what is in the heart of a person. And on the day of Qiyamah, according to a person's amal and actions, that's how much of nur a person will get. On the day of Qiyamah, in the Quran Sharif, Allah mentions that, يَوْمَ يَقُلْ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُرُونَ نَقْتَبِتْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ On the day of Qiyamah, it will be very, very frightening. So on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be resurrected. There will be different stages. It's 50,000 years, so many different stages on the day of Qiyamah. So there will be one stage which will come when Allah will distribute light to the people. And every person, according to the actions which he did in his life, light will come to him. So in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed that there are certain actions which will create light. As-salatu alayya nurun. Reading durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur. As-salatu nurun. Namaz itself. Farz salat. And especially in the morning, a person walking for fajr in the darkness of the night, bin nur itam, they will get nur itam on the day of qiyamah. And then, man tala ayatam min kitabillahi ta'ala, kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. You read one ayat of Quran Sharif, it will be nur for you on the day of qiyamah. You help a person in destitute and problems, it will be nur for a person on the day of qiyamah. So all of these actions are actions of nur, nurani actions. There are many actions of hajj also, which a person cuts his hair when it's hajj time. Each hair also which falls on the ground, it will be nur for a person on the day of qiyamah. There are about 10 a'mal or so the ulama have written, should be a means of nur for a person. And there are certain actions which will be a means of darkness for a person. Especially zulam and oppression. It will be a means of darkness for a person on the day of qiyamah. So on this plane of qiyamah, when you will come there, then the light will be like, it will be very, very dark. And Allah will start distributing light. Now each person will get light. But the amazing thing about this light is you can only see in your own light. It's like the light of your eye. Every one of us has got light in our eye. We can only see with the light of our eye. Even if there's a lot of light, even if there's a lot of light around us, but if we haven't got light in our eyes, we can't see. So every person will have light, but he can only benefit from his own light. Person standing next to him, he can't see with that person's light. And in the hadith it comes, that some people's light will be the size of, from here maybe it's like to, I'm going to give you an example, from here to Durban. He'll have so much of light. Another person will have light of a mountain. Another person will have light of a khajur tree. Another person will have so much of light just till his head. Another person will have light on his fingertip. And that also will flicker on and off, on and off. There's a little bit of nur he got, a little bit. Allah make us among those people who have got a lot of nur. And then now they will come to the full sirat. They will become munafiqs and hypocrites. Allah will give them light also. Because they used to deceive people, Allah will deceive them. So now they will come to the bridge across the sirat. And suddenly the light will go off. And now they say, please help us, give us something for light. So the believers will say, we can't give you, go back to the place where they were distributing light. So they will turn to go back to that place. When they will come there, they will see one. Now they won't be able to go back. They won't be able to come front. There will be a door coming in between them. On their side will be azab. On this side will be rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that moment, the believers will be so frightened. They will say, Rabbana atmim lana nurana waqfil lana innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Oh Allah, make our nur complete, full. And please forgive us, because maybe we are munafiqs in this world. Our light mustn't be cut off also. Allah protect and save us. So we can make this dua already in this world. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waqfil lana Allah waqfil lana Allah waqfil lana Allah on the day of qiyamah. In this dunya also, make our nur full. In the qabr also make our nur full. And in akhirat also make our nur full. Because imagine on that day on the sirat you're going in your complete darkness, person will fall, person will go into Jahannam. Allah protect and save us. So you see, can a person who is a nightingale ever reach the level of a person who is a crow? The friends of Allah Ta'ala, they're loving with everyone. But they are still together with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Magar kuch ahle dil hi aashna hai aise raazon ke. But only the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are aware of these secrets which Allah ta'ala puts in the heart of Allah wala friends of Allah ta'ala. Wo karkas jo kisi murda pe hota hai fida akhtar, wo kya jaane ki kya rutba hai unke shahbazon ke. That vulture which is sacrificing his life on dead things. Human are dead. Everything in this world is dead. How will he ever know what is the status of the falcons which are flying, the eagles which are soaring high in the sky? That person who is sacrificing his life for filthy things of this world, is running after the woman, running after money, running after the things of this dunya, Allah protect and save us. We shouldn't run after these things. Run after Allah Ta'ala, become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become enamored and deceived by the outward beauties of this world. This majlis is, Allah give myself tawfiq first, that is a reminder for us always. We mustn't become affected by the dunya, the dhoka of the dunya. Everything in this world outwardly is a deception. And what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have shown us, this is a reality. But it's iman bil ghaib. We have to believe in the unseen. We can't see these things, but we know that definitely it's a reality. And we have to keep speaking about these things, keep hearing about them, so that the reality comes into our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq and ability to bring these qualities into our life. There's one incident I will mention, which I had this weekend, that there was one person in Jeddah. So he had a dream, and in the dream he saw that he must take one person for Umrah in Riyadh. So he had, and he saw a phone number there in his dream. So then he slept, didn't worry about it. Next day again he had the dream again. So he didn't know what to do. He went to one alim. He asked him, what must I do? He said, if you get a dream the third day, then you phone that person. And you ask him, that you have to bring him for Umrah. That you had a dream, you must go and bring this person for Umrah. So anyhow, he had the dream on the third day again. He saw the number, it was very clearly written out. So he phoned this person to tell him, you know what, I got a dream, I must come and fetch you for, take you for Umrah. I must pay for your expenses or whatever to come. So he phoned that person, they asked, that person told him, what are you talking? Me, I'm not even performing Salah properly. You're talking about Umrah, yeah? I'm not come for Umrah. So he said, no. I had this dream, so they started fighting on the phone now. The person said, I'm going to take you. He said, I don't want to come for Umrah. I got no shock for Deen, I got nothing. And you want to take me for Umrah. He insisted. That person said, no problem. If you want me to take you for Umrah, you want to take me for Umrah, on condition you must come and pick me up from Riyadh, and you must come and drop me back after I finish Umrah. And you must come with the whole Umrah with me. You must teach me, show me exactly what to do. So he said, no problem. So anyhow, he took him. When he came to the house, and he sees this person, he gets an even bigger shock now. There is no signs of, like, a deen on this person. And actually, he looked like a very evil person. Like a bad person. And normally a person, whatever guna and sin a person does, it shows on his person's face sometimes. So this person looked like a drunkard person. He's always this person drinking. So anyhow, but he said, I had a dream and now I came all the way, let me take this person. So he took him, put on a haram for him, took him for Umrah. He finished the Umrah, cut the hair, everything. And they were about to come back. So this friend says, that, you know what, let me read two rakats in Namaz in the haram. I don't know where I get an opportunity again, and then we'll go back home. You drop me off at home. So anyhow, he's waiting for his friend, waiting now. Long time is passing, he's seen this guy taking so long for Namaz, we're supposed to have to go back also. So he goes to him, he says, bhai, wake up, hurry up, he's taking so long in your sajda. He felt his body is cold. He passed away in front of the Haram Sharif, in front of the Kaaba Sharif, making sajda. So you are shocked now, this man, the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a mort he got. Only I cry for this dua, mort. They make dua for so many years, some of them don't even get it. And this man got such a death. So anyhow, they performed the janazah namaz in the haram. But because he had promised the man, I will take you and drop you off back in Riyadh. So anyhow, he took him back to Riyadh and they buried him in Riyadh. So then they went to the wife to ask the wife, what was the qualities of this man? So she says that, you know, my husband has no qualities in him, I know. He was a drunkard. He used to drink in the morning, he used to drink in the afternoon, he used to drink at night. All the time he was drunk. But only one thing he used to do, whenever he used to go and buy grocery shopping for us. So there was a widow living across the road. Must be an old lady. She had some children, because just now we get a shock and desire to help some widow, we get caught up. So anyhow, she used to go and help us. Every day take groceries for this woman. And she had some, maybe orphan children or whatever she was looking after. So whenever he used to give her the groceries, she used to get so happy, she used to make dua for him, Allah give you a good mouth. Allah give you a good, Allah give you a good, Allah give you a good death. Say Allah Ta'ala, what a mouth Allah Ta'ala gave him. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability also. But we must try to make somebody happy. Especially if we can try to make the Buzurganidin, the awliya Allah, friends of Allah Ta'ala happy and get their duas. The person gets their duas, and the person goes very far in life. But even not only them, our parents also, or anybody in life, you make somebody happy, du'as will come up from the person's heart at the time of happiness. See? This is why it comes in the hadith, that the best amal a person can do after the fara'is, idkhalu surur fi qalbi al-mu'min, to enter happiness into the heart of any believer. Even if a person doesn't do so much of nafal actions, but he makes somebody happy, and this person will go very, very far in life. May Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Friends, you've heard so many jewels and pearls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of really taking it back with us and bringing it into our lives. And a few incidents that Munah mentioned now. Generally, this thought comes and is the teachings of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Al Jazilali, that really life is very, very, very short. We looked at tonight is already the 11th night of the month of Safar. And just the other day we were looking for the moon for the month of Ramadan. Instead, Ramadan is going to come, we're going to sit in Atikaf, we're going to spend time here. Ramadan Sharif came, Ramadan Sharif went. Then we said the Hajis are going to go, the Hajjaj went, they came back. And then we said now Ashura is coming, look for the month, for the moon for the month of Muharram. Muharram Sharif came, Muharram went, and we already ended the month of Safar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of Quran says, Wal Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath by the token of time. Now for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take an oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, is our raziq, is our khaliq, is our malik, is our rabb. As our Dada Shaykh always used to say, our Rabbah. And small child says, my Abba. A Muslim mu'min says, my Rabbah. So Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our everything. For Allah to take a qasam, if we have to take a qasam, first of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged us from taking qasams, and that businessman that sells his wares, sells his stock, by taking false oaths, how the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, descends upon that person. Allah save us. But if a person is in such a situation that he's got to take an oath, then you take an oath only in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not allowed to take an oath in the name of any other being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah taking an oath, in whose name has Allah taken an oath? Allah is Allah. Allah is the Rabbul Kul. Allah is the Rabbul Kainat. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath, then it is to show the importance of the subject or the importance of the item of which the oath has been taken out. And here Allah is taking the oath of time. As Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that I always wondered, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the oath of time? Until one day, when I saw an ice merchant, in very hot countries up till today, in primitive countries, you'll see they buy big, big blocks of ice, and the whole day they sell it, they break off pieces, they sell it by weight in kilos. There's no fridges and that, where people can make their own ice today. It's a different story. But he said, when I saw this person towards the end of the day, he was virtually screaming at the people who were going past, the passers-by. And he was telling them, that take pity on me. Please buy my stock. Please buy my ware. Why? Because if you're not going to buy it, it's going to melt away. Tomorrow I'll have to put in more capital and buy more ice. That is, if you buy it, then I'll make a profit in the debt. I'll complete my necessities and I'll buy stock tomorrow. Otherwise, it's just going to melt away. And nothing, tomorrow I'll have to get new ice. So please have mercy on me, buy my ice. So when this person was screaming like this, asking the people, pleading with the people who were going past, then I realized why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of time. And as the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi also said, that ho rahi hai misle barak umar kam, rafta rafta, chukke chukke, dam badam. That slowly, 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 like a melting block of ice, this life is getting finished. It's just withering away. How many a time we say that, you know, this friend of ours who was with us, we used to come to the majlis together. We used to, in Ramadan Sharif, we used to go for Taraweeh together. We used to go for Sehri together. We used to go for Fajr Salah together. And we count these things, we say these things. But really, is the reality of it coming into our heart? How we are really pondering and how we are really saying it. Many a time, just a few weeks ago, we had the opportunity of reading. Then there are three occasions in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves silence very, very much. One is the occasion when Quran Sharif is recited. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. That when Quran Sharif is recited, then listen to it attentively. Allah didn't say just listen to it. Allah said listen to it attentively. One is the occasion in battle at the time of jihad. At the time of jihad, then also silence and concentration. Of course, the nara and the war cries, that's a different issue. Otherwise, just trivial talk, a trivial person. There, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person should be silent. Now, one is the occasion of funeral. At the time of janaza. One time there was a janaza passing, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, Sahaba Ikram said, it's not the funeral of a non-Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it wasn't the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, that is the time to ponder, that is the time to really take heed, that is the time to say that one day, I'm also going to be going this way. And generally, I say this, and Allah put the reality of it into my heart, really, wallahi, that we really don't even know. They say, do gaz zameen ka tukra, chota sa tera kar hai. Two yards or 2 meters of sand, or just a pit, that is very small is your house. We don't even know if we're going to get that house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Person is involved in a plane crash, and the plane burnt out, the bodies are burnt to ashes, to dust, no janaza, no kafan, no place to be buried, nothing.
person got devoured up by a wild animal, got eaten up by a lion. Nobody knows where's the body, nobody knows, no ghusl, no kafan, no janaza, no burial, nothing. There may be so many incidents. Person burnt up, what is happening in Burma? Villages being burnt up. What everybody knows what the plight of the mu'minin are there. Those people who died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows what is their rank, and because their only crime is that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is their only crime. And who has got the authority or the right to say this is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is also sabak for me. Many a time we listen to this, we are very, very fast to pass judgment. But who knows that what is their position? Because their only crime is that they're believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why these conditions have come upon them. So they are martyrs. They in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for that iman they have given. What type? But what we're saying is that villages burnt up, hundreds and thousands being burnt alive. How many women say that the children were thrown into the fires in front of our eyes? We could hear those children screaming. Whatever the case may be. Still, there's no janaza, no kafan. Then martaba is, that is a separate thing. So we don't know if we're going to get even that doga zameen ka tukra. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do you think that we created you just without any purpose? And do you think you're not going to return to us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you think of that time when you are non-entity, when you are absolutely nothing? We made you such a being who could hear, who could see, who gave you faculties. All these things just to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to ponder on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who? The greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Oh Allah, we haven't worshipped you, we haven't fulfilled the right of worshipping you. So, hum kis khet ke muli hai? If that was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the reddish of which farm? Who are we? Where do we stay? What is our position? مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعَرِفَتِكَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we haven't fulfilled the right of your recognition, of recognizing you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسْكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own bodies, don't you ponder, don't you see, don't you think that what type of body Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Just now, as Umana was saying, that the light of the eye, each and every person, you may have the proper eye, everything, but if Allah did not light in there, then all the doctors of the world can come together and do whatever they can. They said, this child was born blind, there's nothing we can do. As our chef says, can give you a glass eye. It will look like an eye. It will look beautiful every day, but it won't be able to see. So all these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that wal asr, time is just going. It's just going. And we say it. Today, you go to Johannesburg for one thing, the day is gone. And we say it before, our parents used to go, they used to go from village to village, gather up the family, go and visit, and then still come home and cut the chicken and all those things and do. There's so much barakat in there. We sing, and our Shaykh says so beautifully, but the day has still got 24 hours. And every hour has still got 60 minutes. And every minute has still got 60 seconds. And our cars are moving now at 120 and not even 120, 180 and 200 k's an hour. And we've got 4 lanes and 6 lanes and 8 lane highways. There's 4 going this way and 4 in the opposite direction. And their roads were narrow, and the cars used to move at 30 miles an hour, and then the radiator will pack up, and then they'll have a problem with the silencer, and then there was a... But still they had barakat in their time. Why? Because they realized the purpose of life. Wake up in the morning, Quran Sharif resounding in the house. What is our position? I'm speaking to myself. What is my position today? Do I even recite Quran Sharif? Do I even realize what is the purpose of my existence? Do I even realize it? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me here? What is my responsibility? What is it? One is that we become, and we're reading our salah, but to put soul, to put ruh in that salah, to really know what is the salah, and all these things. So time is withering away. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this oath of time, wal asr, and Muharram Sharif has passed. Now we are already in Safar. My marhum ustad, Hazrat Qari Sayyid Muhammad Sulaiman Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he taught Hafs for 70 years. And when he always used to say, now some things can, this time with his children, and never, even in our Shaykh's majlis, still a child, never ever taking anything to heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blah, blah, make us mark and really open up the realities of what he's saying. Now we think of the things that he used to say. Our ustad used to say, that jahaz safar aya, saal ne safar kiya. That safar is only the second month of the year. Safar is the Muharram, safar. Jahaz safar ka mahina aya, saal ne safar ka liya. That when the month of Safar has come, the year has already passed. That's what it is. The year has already traveled. The time is going so fast, so fast, so fast. And like our Shaykh says, really, now this word ring in the ears. As I say so beautifully, Umar pachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi gaya. Our lifespan, our age has become 55. Pachpan. Bachpan, childhood. Your childhood pranks, that hasn't gone. And we say toys for boys, you know, but small toys for small boys, big toys for big boys. Now big toys for big boys. Now I must have a Porsche, now I must have a Lamborghini, now I must have a high mansion like this, and I must be wearing clothes like this, and I must have a store like this. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very stupid is that person who destroys his akhirah for the benefit of others. A person, 55 years old already, my children, you know, I got secured in. I must open a shop for this one, I must do this for that one, I must buy another house for my wife, what will happen to her after I pass away? What? This is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nas'aluka rizqa, nahnu narzuquk. We're not asking you for provision, we are the ones who give provision. And we say it, that we've got yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, my rosary is, nobody can. In our business, when we have argument, one business person would not, you can't take my risk from me. What? We say it with our tongue, but is it in our heart? Now we're 55 years old, now for the benefit of the children, for the benefit of the wife, for the benefit of that one, and for this one and that one, now we forget about halal, we forget about haram, now it's just to earn, just to earn, just to earn, and set up this one, and set up that one, and set up that one, and umar bachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi gaya. That we are 55 years old, that childhood prank, that hasn't left us. We haven't realized our purpose, in life. And time is withering away, really, really. Like that melting block of ice. Like as the Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, that rafta rafta, chupke chupke, dambadam, slowly, slowly, every breath that you're breathing in and out, slowly, slowly, rafta rafta, chupke chupke, silently, silently, without even knowing, how many a time we heard that the person was here for Zohar, Asaf Salah. Hey, Juma, we went in one place for Juma Salah, while having meals, news of a Mayyat came. And the host said, the person passed away. And as our Hazrat Wala teaches always, that if we hear that a certain person passed away, then it shouldn't bring any surprise. We hear that the person is still living, then you should be surprised. That how everything is still functioning. That's one body in it. What type of chemicals there are, how it is, the nerves, the muscles, the bones, the joints, the blood, all the things, the bile, the phlegm, whatever is all in this body. How is it everything still functioning? So the news came and said, a certain person passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They were reading a message and somebody in the family said, but you didn't even read it. As I was said, it's just become a norm. It's just now is something that we're not taking heed anymore. So silence is loved even at the time of a janazah. How often, I'm talking to myself, we go to janazahs and there we are talking of everything else. I say one to other places also, that we will run the whole of NATO, we'll run the whole of the United Nations, we'll run countries, we'll run businesses, we'll do everything at a mayyat, and at a mayyat house. But we can't run our own family. And if we go to the ulama who are doing social cases and handling social problems, then we'll see what is going on behind these high walls and walls and walls and walls and behind these beautiful, beautiful mansions and behind these big, big cars. What is happening? And that how there's fights and feuds in the family and all that. And wallah, jo ek tu mera, to sab kuch mera. Wallah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that all the hearts of creation are between my two fingers. And laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot understand, we cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks on our level so that we can understand. Allah doesn't have fingers like us. But Allah says that the hearts of humankind are between my fingers. In other words, in my control. And if you are obedient to me, then I will turn the hearts of the rulers in favor of you. I will put such rulers in place who will pass such laws. We know what's the condition of our country. I have said this many places, 25 years, 30 years again, in our time. Not speaking of our fathers and elders. We didn't know what was burglar proofing. We didn't know what was security systems. We didn't know what was all this palisades. And we didn't know what was all this, different types of hiring security guards. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very, very beautifully in Quran, giving it a parable of a place. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة. Allah gives the parable of a city, of a place. It was a place of serenity. It was a place of peace. It was everything was going for them. That they were getting their rosy, they were getting their sustenance from all sides. Everything, no rosy. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْهُمِ اللَّهِ. Then they became disobedient with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they became ungrateful and ingratitude. فَأَذَاقَهُ اللَّهُ الْجُوعَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them hunger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought upon them conditions of fear. We know what's our condition. Today we even scared to go out of the house. Before our children used to play outside. We used to play cops and robbers, and we used to play I don't know what and what and skipping and all this. We used to play outside on the street. Today ask the child, let's go outside and play football. Today I am playing football. Where is playing football on the street? Everything in the house. Do this, very I am doing that, but he's doing it at home. We used to do it out. It's fear. We can't go outside. These are all conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is withering away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding. First of all, give me tawfiq to make amends, make preparation for qabr and for akhirat, and everybody else for akhirat. Alhamdulillah.